Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazzola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
You are listening to Real Estate Investing That Works with Mike Cazzola. I'm Carrie Lutz. This is episode 26. Mike, I've heard this term before, wholesaling. Not quite sure what it is as it pertains to real estate and real estate investing. Can you define it and tell us how it works in real estate?
Sure. So when you're wholesaling properties, I've done that a lot of times in the past. What you're doing is you're just using these techniques, these strategies to buy the property so far under market value that you're able just to sell it right away to another investor. Now, let me tell you a couple examples and a couple different ways you could do this. So when I buy a property, let's just use the auction as an example, right? Some of these auctions, you have very little competition, whether it's online or in person. You have such little competition that occasionally I'll buy a couple more than I'm really looking to take on. And what I'll do is I'll just dish a couple out, you know, maybe make $5,000-$10,000 real quick, just sell it to another investor. Meaning, you're saying, well, why wouldn't that investor just go and buy it themselves? Well, that's the whole key to this program is people just don't know how to do these things. You know, the old way of, now, if I were to pick up the phone and call a realtor and say, hey, I want to buy your property, you know, and I'm paying retail, how on earth am I ever going to wholesale that property out, right? I mean, that's just not possible. But if I go to an auction, I see tremendous opportunity, which happens all the time. Investors can't be in five places at one time. It's just the way it is. You choose your battles. It happens to me all the time. Sometimes there's a great auction. I wish I could attend. Either I'm helping other students. I'm tied up. I'm busy. I'm not able, whether it's online or in person, I'm just not able to go. Somebody else gets a tremendous deal. I'll give you a great example right now. And I was on the opposite end of a wholesaling deal. But because this just happened last week, let me tell you guys about it. There was a property right here, right now we're in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. There's a place right here in Hollywood. It's just, you know, the neighboring town to Fort Lauderdale. There was a place that went through the auction. I had eyeballed this place about a week before the auction. I just didn't have time. It was online, just didn't have time to bid on it. The house, I was shocked. It sold for $350,000. This is a 700, seven and a quarter house. I mean, guest house in the back, two apartments in the back. Huge five bedroom, three bath house in the front. Nice piece of property, beautiful layout. The units were all the way in the back, meaning you still had your whole backyard. It was just a great place. I thought it would go for about $450, $475. I really liked it. I knew there was going to be a lot of value there selling at retail. What did I do? I contacted the guy who actually did win this house, and I offered him $50,000 just to sell it to me. That's right, $50,000 to just let me take the house. This was before, it was about a week after he bought it. I saw who won it, and I teach you guys how to do this. I saw the auction, I saw that, and I thought, geez, you know, of course, they say hindsight's 20/20, right? Had I known it was only going to sell for $350,000, I would have cleared my schedule, and I would have rescheduled whatever I had going on to get that much equity, right? I mean, this is a seven and a quarter house. Now, don't get me wrong, it needs close to $100,000 in repairs. But I could give the guy $50,000 and still wholesale it and me make another $50,000. I mean, or I could simply use my own techniques, have it remodeled, and just resell it and make a $200,000 profit. That was the caliber of this house. So I myself, and I've wholesaled a ton of properties, but because this just happened, I thought I'd share it with you guys. It was a tremendous property. He wholesaled it. He didn't want to wholesale it. He said, no, I know the value. And he's, of course, I mean, he's a fellow investor. Sometimes they do want to make a quick $50,000 and run. Sometimes they'd rather make, well, for him, it would be about $250,000 by putting the amount of money it needs into the property, but then ultimately resell it to an end user, to a homeowner, and not to an investor. That's what wholesaling is.
How do you find these people to sell to, Mike?
Well, what happens is, so if you buy a property, now, a lot of the times you're going to have 10 days, 12 days from the time you buy it, whether it's through auction or if you buy it from an estate sale. Or, I mean, you know, you see how many techniques I teach for buying and how many I teach for selling. But the way that you go about this is very simply. You know, if I'm looking to wholesale out a property, now let's not use me because I have a huge list. I have, you know, hundreds of people that have bought from me, and I know so many investors. But let me tell you what you would do. So if you wanted to wholesale a property, I would do something very simple. I would actually do two things. I'd run an ad in the local newspaper where it's located. I know that seems a little old school, but you run a local ad in the local paper, the biggest paper, $200 ad, nothing serious. And you just let them know that it's for sale, because a lot of the old school investors still go in the paper looking for properties. But I want to attract even more people. So I'll throw an ad on Craigslist. This way I'm getting people that are internet searchers. I'm getting people that are newspaper readers, people that search the newspaper for deals. You know, I had an old partner 12 years ago. Every single Monday, he'd have a stack of newspapers and he'd have his little red pen and he would have circled all these deals. He'd give them to one of our staff in the office. He'd want the research done. He'd want them calling. If it seemed like there was meat on the bone, he would say, transfer me the call. Great technique, right? I mean, it's probably been around for 50 years, but he had so much success doing it. There's so many ways to wholesale. To me, I find the value in Craigslist. I mean, it's just tremendous. When I steal a property, and maybe I have too much, the only way I'm going to wholesale a property is if I just have way too much on my plate. But if you're just starting out, you're working with limited funds, maybe you do want to wholesale properties in the beginning. Buy them really cheap, do what I teach you to do, wholesale them out real quick, take those funds, buy another one, wholesale it out real quick, buy another one. And now maybe you take your profits that you made on the previous deals, invest that into remodeling a house, and now you get the lion's share of the profit. Because when you wholesale, the whole idea is that you're not getting the lion's share of the profit. You're taking a smaller profit in exchange for quick time and very little work.
And there's no real estate brokers or other middlemen involved in a wholesale transaction.
That's what I love about wholesaling. You know, when I have a lot on my plate and I just want to clear my plate a little bit, that's the great thing. You know, you don't have to call a broker. You don't have to call a real estate agent. What you're doing is you're taking a smaller profit in exchange for just wholesaling it out.
Many people just spend their whole lives wholesaling, don't they?
It's a great, if that's where you see yourself, I mean, it's a great place to learn. And also just do that. I mean, I know so many guys that I've known for 10, 12 years that's all they do. They constantly call me with deals that they've found. You know, a lot of times people call them bird dogs, right? They're middlemen between people that need to sell, people looking to buy. And a lot of times they just make a quick $1,000, a quick $1,500. But they have such a Rolodex of not just buyers, but sellers. It's a tremendous business. And I love teaching you how to be a wholesaler. If that's what you want to do, then it's not a bad way to get started, because you build your own Rolodex. You learn people. Because once you sell one property to one guy, now he's a buyer. Now you know that when you get another deal in his area, you can simply go to him first and you let him know that. You say, hey, I just found this property. I'm coming to you first. But if you're not interested, I'm going to put this out, you know, to a national or worldwide, or, you know, to the whole county or the whole city, or I'm going to put it on Craigslist, or, you know, I'm going to run a newspaper ad, whatever. Or you tell them, I'm just simply going to sell this to somebody else, but I'm giving you first crack at it. I teach you negotiation techniques. I teach you how to find them, how to sell them. That's what I love doing. But since this show right now is about wholesaling, let me give you another technique, right? What a lot of people do is they just, you know, they have these yearly tax auctions. They have properties, they have land. Sometimes the land is as cheap as $100. There's some guys that'll just buy up all the really, 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 really cheap stuff, not care about anything except the fact that it's really, really, really cheap. And then they just dish it off for the next couple months, not doing any work, not worrying. And I show you how to do that. You know, I used to do that a lot. When I first started out, I was just like you. I didn't know about real estate. I didn't know how to do an auction. I mean, that stuff seemed very difficult to me. But like anything else, once you do it, it seems so simple and you wonder why you didn't do it sooner. And I was just like you. I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't have a lot of knowledge. Now, some of you do have a lot of money. You just don't have the knowledge. Some of you may have a lot of knowledge, you just don't have the money. Either way, I'm going to show you ways of buying real estate that will change the way you think about investing in real estate.
And I guess a wholesaler, kind of similar to a realtor, what's the difference between the two?
Well, so a realtor, what their function is to sell properties for other people. So a realtor, see, when you own a property and you're the owner, or you have it under contract, you're with the option to assign. See, real briefly, let me tell you about that, right? So one technique for wholesaling, just so I don't lose anybody here, is you go out there, you find somebody who's selling their property. You wrap that up under contract. So you buy it from John Smith, right? You're buying the property from John Smith. You know, your name is John Doe. So you would do a basic contract. I show you how to do it. I mean, there's 2-page contracts out there, but it would say buyer is John Doe or assignee. So you're doing the contract as John Doe, which would be your name, or assignee. Now you're able to find a buyer now, and now tying up $100, you know, that's what a lot of these guys are teaching you out there when they're saying buying houses with none of your own cash. That's the only technique that they know attracts other people and attracts people that believe that you could just buy all kinds of houses with no money down. Well, that's what they're doing. They're just saying, I'll buy it. You give them that $100 deposit, 2-month closing, and now you have 2 months to find a new buyer. So now, if you're able to get somebody to buy that house for $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 more, that $100 turned into $9,000. And that's how a lot of these other real estate guys make it seem so attractive. But those deals are far and few between. But the difference, so just to get back to the question now, the difference between a wholesaler and a realtor is a wholesaler is simply selling properties that are in his own name, his own properties, properties he controls. A realtor is just out there making a 3% or a 6% commission based on doing a lot of legwork, doing a lot of showings. I'm not a realtor. I'm not a broker, simply because I would never be happy making 3 or 6% on any transaction.
Right. So effectively, the wholesaler isn't limited as a realtor is. A wholesaler is acting on his own account, and basically the sky's the limit.
That's right. Anytime you buy a property or you control a property, you're always going to make a lot more than 3 or 6% on it. Now, a wholesaler, their upside is much higher, only because if you buy the property for 20 cents on the dollar and wholesale it out for 40 or 50 cents on the dollar, that's a lot more than 3 or 6%. And when you use my techniques, you can reach a worldwide audience. You can get thousands of people looking at your property in a week. Most realtors are lucky to do 2 or 3 showings in a week. Nothing down to the realtors, nothing bad about the realtors that are out there. But if you're a good realtor, you should be looking into these techniques, because there's a lot more money to be made out there than just selling a house for somebody else.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. The changing face of the real estate business, right?
That's right. And with the economy the way it is now, there's people that are looking for properties, but there's also people that are looking to get out of properties. When you have just a few of these techniques under your belt and you have them down, you're able to find the very best deals that are out there. And you can make a perfect market match to people that are looking for these properties. Because remember, a lot of people are just looking at it as an investment. How much they can make monthly, how much rate of return they can make. And that's who my end user is. So when I get somebody who's out of the country, they're looking at, it's a U.S. property. It's already remodeled. It's already rented. Here's my rate of return. And that's what's going to get them interested in buying one of my properties. That's how I've done it hundreds of times.
And obviously, Mike, they're going to want to find out more about what you're doing and maybe send you an email. Best place to find you?
You know, I make these radio shows based on the questions I get from the audience. A lot of you have either been to my live events, you own my DVD system, you might have done one of my boot camps. And, you know, I love hearing your questions and I love responding, making these shows based on your questions. But a lot of you have never met me, might be the first or second time you're listening to the show. If you want to send me a question, I'd be happy to do a show when I get a few questions on a certain topic. I always make a show about it. So send me an email. It's mike@teachmemike.com. Now, if this is your first introduction to me and you want to see my free video series, you want to learn exactly what I do, You can go to my website. It's teachmemike.com. Enter just your first name and your email address, and you'll get my free series of training videos. Also, my book is just about to come out. It's at the publisher right now. I'll have free copies of my digital book that I'll send out to anybody who's on my email mailing list. And if you want a hard copy of the book, you'll just pay shipping and handling. That's it. And whatever it actually is, not $5, $6, whatever it is. And I'll send it out to you. But if you want to get started today, again, it's teachmemike.com. It's all right there for you. You can get started today.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.